It's Radio Redux. It's back. Can we get some Anarchy Reigns up? This my city. All my gangsters, man, and you with me. You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it backwards, my push simply. This my town. To get it back, man, it's gonna go down. In the way you're messing around. If you hear me search, take it back, my crown. This my city. All my gangsters, man, and you with me. You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it backwards, my push simply. This my town. To get it back, man, it's gonna go down. In the way you're messing around. If you hear me search, take it back, my crown. Now it's time to rid the invaders. Show them who in this town is the greatest. Defend a home, knowing that we made this. Ain't no time to be going on hiatus. No, stay under the battle cry. Fear, hearing it, rattle guys. As I kick them out, dismiss them. You ain't from here, man, you better go miss it. On the mission, rivals I'm killing. And remorse, no, I'm not feeling. Now take your life, already you're willing. Either slice and smash it or drilling. For trespassing, I run this city. Pay the price, I ain't taking no pity. I'm out here. Mama, now you suck, it's the end of clear. Cause not a ruckus. Try to step, little punk, yeah, right. I be taking out marks like you on sight. Don't get it twisted. I got heavy hitters. Get out the way if you ain't rolling with us. Too much pride in my home to die. And with that, I'm not alone inside. No breaks here, ain't taking days off. Defend my turf, and that's at all costs. This my city. All my gangsters, man, are you with me? You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it backwards, my push simply. This my town. To get it back, man, it's gonna go down. In the way you're messing around. If you hear me search, take it back, my crown. This my city. All my gangsters, man, are you with me? You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it backwards, my push simply. This my town. To get it back, man, it's gonna go down. In the way you're messing around. If you hear me search, take it back, my crown. My town, my city. At a close look, it's all gritty. But I defend it, never ending. And I got all my henchmen with me. But I stop to your disrespecting. By any means, it ain't no threatening. I'ma promise to fight for mine. Rep my set as a break your spine. Sucker, crunch game on check here. Cause in my town, my gang to protect us. Now all my troops are in line to the outsiders. We the wreckers. You here, but you don't belong. I'll bloody your body if you don't belong. We gotta restore our town to glory. Take it back to source, that's our story. Keep coming, if you look for trouble. And get kicked out hella fast on the double. Go hard for my city, rep to the death. Keep on fighting. There ain't nothing left. Yeah, clipping all the leashes. Two techniques, no one else sees this. Cause I bring this all for the people. For my town, there's really no equal. This my city. All my gangsters, man, are you with me? You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it backwards, my push simply. This my town. To get it back, man, it's gonna go down. In the way you're messing around. If you hear me search, take it back, my crown. This my city. All my gangsters, man, are you with me? You're gonna tear it, tear it quickly. Take it back. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new series of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archange UK. Joining me this week is our new guest host. It's a ghost. Yeah, it's a ghost who's mute. And who will be my normal co-host from this point forward is actually going to be Jamie Eggman of the Sonic Show. However, he was going to appear, and now it's a case of just he's at his dad's. So the premiere, it's like an old school show, just me entering his dad voice. Well, that's me. You need to get used to that. That's me. Anyway, the tracks you heard at the beginning of the show were from Anarchy Reigns. We had My Town, My City by Skits the Samarita. And then we had, as a request, from Persona 4, from the Golden soundtrack, Time to Make History. Because it is time to make history, oh yes. It's time to make history with a pretty sweet addition to Radio Redux, because actually, there's been a bit of fuss about this, but Radio Redux is now going to be playing anything it likes. Everyone, of course, just completely ignores the fact that we actually did that for the entire second half of the last series, but this time around, it's going to be more a case of just whatever it is anyway. But there's still going to be Sega and Sonic stuff, so don't worry about that at all. But we're also going to have specific news, and we're going to discuss everything. We're going to bring you guys in. Because we got the virtual audio cables working. It's taken about 4 fucking years to get this working, but it's actually working at the moment. Hey, you guys can hear me? That's brilliant, because I can get anyone in I like now. I was testing it. I got Earthart in. Earthart came in and said hello. But yes, indeed. All is good. Right. So, yes. News. Well, I'm in Belgium. That's news. That's pretty good. I've taken up a new job. I moved to Belgium, which is a bit difficult. So I'm actually, for the most part of you, I am in the future. So where I am at the moment, I know it's 7 o'clock, roughly, if it's GMT time. However, I'm in Central Europe, so I'm on CET, Central European time. So it's actually 13 minutes past 8, based upon what I've got here. M20 says you can hear my sexy voice. Oh, M20, well, that's very kind of you. Yes. You like my voice, don't you? You like it when it does this. No. Belgium, waffles, galore, all sorts. Drowning in it. I'm stupidly busy, as is normal. When is there a time I'm not busy? It doesn't seem right. But I... I'm very busy at home, and I'm very busy here. John Vigano says, I hope you serve the circuit Spa-Francorchamps, which is where the Belgian Grand Prix is for Formula 1. Unfortunately, it's on the other side of Belgium, which is really freaking annoying. I'm Brussels, and I'm sort of central Brussels. So it's all very peculiar. But it would be really nice to go. But it's actually some time away from us. Hacks says, if you're in the future, tell us lottery numbers. Okay, the lottery numbers are 6, 17, 18, 21, 37, and 45. And the bonus ball is -2. Don't ask me how that works. But yes. So that explains why I think I was like, "No, Belgium's over." So I'm nowhere near anyone. I'm forever alone. Straight after this, actually it's half an hour after this show finishes, that's what is 9 o'clock for me and 8 o'clock for you guys listening in the GMT area. We're going straight over to the Pigeons because we've been lots of Sonic Rex live streams that you've been missing on Twitch.tv/SonicRex. All this stuff going on. We had Chronicles. We did Chronicles for 16 freaking weeks. We did Sonic Chronicles. 16 weeks. And then we got completely derailed by the game being completely destroyed by this glitch. And oh my goodness me. And now we're on to a pigeon dating sim, because that's what we do. That's what we roll, and that's me and Doublecross, who's in the chat, and the fantastic Vija, and the incredibly talented Turbo, and the man with the beard of wonderment, SSF1991, who's also in the chat. Speaking of the chat, is Radio Redux, so that means we've got to do the chat, and that means we do it backwards, because we always do it backwards. Which so that starts with Sonic Zone Cop, who's on Team Eggman, apparently. Then we have Voice, who is on Team Work. When has Voice not been at work? Is Voice like an alternate version of me? Then we've got Viva La Jax. Viva La Jax! Oh, yes. The Chaos Blue Bus
goes round and round.
What are you, Chaos Blue Bus? SSF1991, who I've mentioned earlier. Silver Sonic! Hello, Silver Sonic. Rexy! We had a Rexy track at the beginning of the show. My biggest fan is Rexy. Pitch Shifter, Bifras, Little Red 615, John the VG Nerd, Hyper Knuckles 32, Hack, Iron Eagle Venato, who's on Team Vice, Little Red 615 is on Team Eggman as well, as is Mifras actually. There's lots of Team Eggman. Maybe Eggman's gonna win the Radio Sega. Yeah, because Radio Sega have been doing this this tournament of characters where the characters have been voting their best one, best character, and they've been going through this tournament mode for all the same characters. And the final is Dr. Eggman versus Vice. Apparently. It's like Gabba, it's that. Sonic got knocked out! Yeah, the Hedgehog got knocked out by the pirate. Yeah. So we also have Double Cross. Then D'Artagnan, Dark Overlord, CTR, Boggard, Biafra, Anti the Hedgehog, Unscore Spondine, and we've got the fantastic tour guy. He's a DJ as well on Radio Sega. You may have listened into his Ultra Wave show. Or alternatively, also check out his live streams. Really good stuff there. Sonic Remix, Scrooge McShadid. Scrooge.
Shadzy. The danger lurks behind you.
M20. Burning Flame 2010, who's on Team Neptune. So your team will never happen. Some guy's going to UK. Whoa, 21, who's been very helpful on Radio Sega at the moment. Sorting out all the Radio Redux information on the site. Because it was kind of out of date. To give you an idea how out of date, Echo Hawk was still doing the show with me. Pretty certain she's not going to be doing the show with me in the future. And we've got Fast Feet and Forever Sonic. And if you're listening at home, and I know there's quite a few of you who are, welcome. If I had enough of me talking, how about some more music? In fact, how about some Sega music? This is Volcanic Islands. Fantastic. Fantastic. That was from Video Games Live, the Crouching Festival Chorus, being led obviously by Jack Wall doing the conducting, and of course the Slovak National Symphony Orchestra. That was Kingdom Hearts Live. If you've actually ever been to Video Games Live, you'll know that when it comes to the Kingdom Hearts piece, Square real bastards when it comes to letting them actually use the video for the video piece in the background. So all of the video segment for that is entirely Disney and Disney related cartoons, and it's lovely because right at the end there, as it fades out, the last image is of Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie, and it ends with the beginning, if you see. But that was Kingdom Hearts Live. Before that we had Thine Wrath by Danny Baranowski, which is from The Binding of Isaac. And right at the beginning there, we had some classic Afterburner, Volcanic Islands. That's actually from the anniversary box set, that particular version. Takanuchi-san. So yes, I hope you enjoyed those tracks. It's time for the news, because there's been a lot of news. And some has been hinted at beforehand. But yes, so let's start off with the most recent news, which was live tweeted, quite a lot of live tweets it seems, by Mr. SF1991, which is Wreck-It Ralph. Of course, our favourite Wreck-It Ralph. We're actually going to be having some Wreck-It Ralph in a minute. We're going to have some Wreck-It Ralph music, because why the hell not? Sonic's in it, that's relevant. Wreck-It Ralph missed out on an Oscar. It missed out on an Oscar to Brave, as you might be aware of, which was ridiculous. Yeah, Brave was boring. I've never known in Pixar that's bored me more, really. Anyway, it missed out, sadly. So, yes, it missed out on that. So there was much disappointment from people, but nevertheless, it won a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award last night, and probably various people got covered in gunge, because that's how Nickelodeon works, if I'm right. Anytime I hear anything about those awards, it's because somebody's been then covered in slime. It's like Noel's House Party, but somehow still going. Wreck-It Ralph did pick up that award, which was nice. That's great, it's fantastic. If you want to see somebody be very infused about it, there's an interview in relation to Tron 3 featuring a certain actress, and she goes kind of, oh my god, fangirl when it's brought up about Wreck-It Ralph. It's like, oh, I saw that the other day. It's fantastic. So it's like, yeah. Kev's Boosted Danica Patrick won a KCA 2. She didn't, did she? Oh, God almighty. Actually, that does a quite nice link, actually, because there is a new patch coming for Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transform. That's coming tomorrow, or so we are led to believe. What's going to be in that? I'm sure it will be decompiled by Retro, and you'll find out all about it in the space of 5 minutes. But lo and behold, it'll probably have some balancing issues, fixes for some balancing issues, but it'll also most likely have the hooks for the next DLC. Because we know there's DLC coming this time. There didn't seem to be much in the way of DLC for the first one. However, this time, we know there's DLC coming because, thanks to Sumo basically saying, you know, we've signed off on this. Hooray, it's done. Okay, so that means that something's coming. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Summer of Sonic 2013. Everyone wants to know what's going on with Summer of Sonic 2013, and the answer is you'll have to wait. And no proper announcements have been made, but if you look at the Twitter accounts of various members of staff, you'll know it's being worked on and looked at. That's all I'm going to say. So wait until official announcements are done, and then who knows? You will maybe be able to turn up, assuming everything's hunky-dory with Sega, because we don't really know what's going on. Same goes for Boom, of course. For those of you in America, we don't really know what's going on with that either. I suspect that everything
will be announced in one great big ball of community nonsense. And then people will be upset because they can't go to them. So, yeah. Will I be there? I don't know, really. I've offered my services again, which will be interesting. Rather suspect some people rather if I didn't go. But we'll see. We'll see. I'd like to be involved in it again, so we'll see what happens. We'll see. Of course, this leads us on to PAX is going on at the moment, if you're not aware. I forget which PAX it is. PAX East, isn't it? There's so many Penny Arcade Expos, you kind of lose track. But it was announced the other day, it was PAX East, I was right, that there's been an awful lot of goings on involving Mass Effect. And they released a load of stats the other day about how things went down. And it was very interesting of how the gender switch works between people. Because everyone goes, oh yeah, FemShep. FemShep's the way to go. It's like, yeah, FemShep's the way to go. Then why did only 18% of people play as FemShep? There was lots of stuff. And they mentioned that Tally almost didn't get put in the game. As a member of your group, and then people within the team were like, no, we can't do that. But it seemed like people were looking that they probably wouldn't go the Tally route, so they thought about not doing it, which would have upset Digi, as all do know, he loves his Koreans. But yes, apparently, so yes, only 18% of people played as FemShep. 3.8 million, crikey, that would be an absolute humongous bunch of murderers. 3.8% people actually shot Morden when you had the opportunity in Mass Effect 3 to prevent him from going on. 58% of players let Garrus win shootouts on this level of Shepard, so that was kind of a toss-up. 10.7 billion enemies have been killed to date in Mass Effect 3's multiplayer. You know, you've extinct... That's the entire population of the planet. Twice over, and then some, I believe. Paragon and Renegades. More people went Paragon. It's about 2 to 1 ratio, 64.5%. Went Paragon and Renegade 35.5%. Soldier was the most popular player class by a long way, 43.7%. Infiltrator was second, 8.7%. The Engineer was a lowly 5.1%. And 4% got completed on insane difficulty. But yes, the number of hours played in the single player campaign worldwide, 88.3 million. So that's 8,625.6 years. Absolutely mad. Mad. But yeah, that's all the stuff that was kept coming out of the panel at PAX East there. But a lot of interesting stuff, especially, like I say, the gender split. Resident Evil 6 is going to be made good. This is because they're going to inject Left 4 Dead 2 in it, and vice versa. I've seen footage of that. It looks pretty good, actually. You've got some new enemies sort of crossing over between the games. Specifically the PC version, of course, of Resident Evil 6 has got two new Left 4 Dead themed main zombies in it. I mean, they're mutants, really, aren't they? Of course. The witch is going to be making an appearance and scaring you and pouncing you and trying to bite your neck. And there's also a mini tank. It's like a tank, but junior sized. Tank in your pocket, ready to kill. Now it can smash your skull in two. Saints Row announced a sequel to the other year's Saints Row 3, which was absolutely bonkers. Saints Row 4 is coming. That's going to be a mix of a few things, it turns out. For a start, there's going to be the Rise of the Dominatrix DLC that got axed, which was going to be for Saints Row 3. That is going to be in there as a separate piece. And now you're the leader of the Saints, and what's going to happen? You're becoming the president of the United States, and then there's aliens, and you've got superpowers. And it's going from there. Do you remember Saints Row 1, guys, when it was pretty much, you know, you're out for revenge and you're just a guy on the street who's going to make a living. And, you know, what happened to Wex, or whatever his name is? The guy from the first one who gets away and you don't get your revenge on him. He's sort of there in the background too, but you don't get your revenge on him. And it's annoying. When are we going to get our revenge on this guy who betrayed us all? Betrayed the Saints, man. It'd be really good. Civilization 5 is coming to PCs everywhere. Rejoice, real-time strategy people. Not only that, it's going to have a crossover with XCOM. Yep, Firaxis have announced that we're going to have a crossover. A XCOM crossover. An X-over. Anyway. But then you'll get future soldiers dropped off by the lander. And there might be even more stuff coming along. It's really difficult to tell at this moment in time. But, you know, XCOM in your Civ 5. Now, the one that was mentioned earlier, it was announced the other day to the joy of the internet that DuckTales is being brought back. Their remastered version of DuckTales with all hand-drawn sprites is going to be brought back. Capcom are doing that. Yes, you'll get to play on the moon and have the fantastic music. There's that. And not only that, they've got all the original voice actors from the show. Okay, that's the length that they've gone to for DuckTales. Even Alan Young, the voice of Scrooge McDuck, who he's 94, bless him. He's going to be there doing his thing as Scrooge McDuck. And that looks like it's going to be awesome. Of course, the only thing that they did exactly what they needed to do, which was just to announce the game and then have it playing to the TV theme tune, including sing-along credits at the bottom with a bouncing Scrooge McDuck head. You couldn't announce that any other way, really, could you? It had to be that. And a final bit of news for you, of course, is Aliens Colonial Marines. Oh boy, has that had a hard mixed bag time of it. Top 10 game of all platforms, and yet seems to be hated quite a great deal. Humongous patch the other day, about 4 gig or something daft, and it's still not fixed, it seems. But Gearbox, who everybody blame if we're all being wrong, Gearbox said, oh yeah, we're not sure if Aliens Colonial Marines is going to come to Wii U. It's entirely up to Sega. And sort of looking fleetively in Sega's direction, you're going to give us some more business? Do you think Sega are going to give you more business, Gearbox? I don't know. I don't know. You couldn't possibly have upset them in some way that might mean that... might mean that you might not, but of course it's all very dependent upon. So it's all dependent on what Sega say, but you know, also what's going on with the Wii U. The Wii U seems to be in trouble. Miyamoto came out this last week and said that its sales are not at a level which concerns him yet. So, it's a case of just waiting and seeing. But that's all the news for now. It's time for some more music. We've got some Wreck-It Ralph in a second. It's actually the track called Wreck-It Ralph, funnily enough. And after that, we're going back to some Sonic. I noticed earlier, actually, the Sonic franchise on Steam was on sale. It's on a reduced price in any case. But for the Steam page, the background, the entirety of that is actually from Mean Bee Machine. Actually, says nothing ever concerns Miyamoto, to be honest. He's always so positive. He's always smile. Have you ever seen him not smile? Have you ever seen Shigeru Miyamoto annoyed? You just don't see that. Miyamoto went to I remember when Vita was launched, or the Vita was sort of being demoed. He got in the queue and went and played the demo with everybody else and saw what it was all about, because he just wanted to see. Impressive, you know. So we've got Unused Track 1, it says here, from Mean Bee Machine. But that's a really nice piece of music. And after that, we've actually got some from music from Black Mesa, which is Forget About Freeman from Black Mesa. So here's those pieces of music, and I'll be back after that. Thank you. Oh my goodness, the panic that ensued in the chat as soon as Navi was heard. Navi! No! We had some rooftop run there right at the end for people to enjoy. But as it turned out, well, they were just completely bamboozled by Navi. That's to do with the testing at the beginning of the day. But yeah, we've got a lot. We've had a lot of people listening in to the show. There's 5 minutes left. We've got a round off of music still to come. I know I normally do Q&A UK. That will return next week, of course, when hopefully we'll have the co-host. Yay! Because co-hosts are fun, kids. And so we're back then. We're doing all sorts of things. Yes, friendly fairy lady and people panic. Why is it double cross? Because people and panic and all it needs is for somebody just and then all hell breaks loose. But that's the way it is. That's always been the way it is with Navi. There's a triple threat of music still to come, just to wind out the show, which includes the end theme of Infinite Space. There's some extra Sega in there, which is fantastic, and all space opery. And then we have... See, I got a request. Could we have some Metal Gear Rising Revengeance music? And I said, yes, of course. That's a fantastic idea. Would you like some classic Metal Gear Solid music as well? And Shadow Fox went, that sounds good. So we've got some Metal Gear Solid 2, Big Shell. And following that up, we've got... the versus battle with Jetstream Sam, aka The Only Thing I Know For Real. So those are your two tracks to wind out the day. But thank you very much, all of you, for listening in to the return, the grand return of Radio Redux, live and unedited, 24 hours a day. No, wait, that's the Truman Show. But live anyway, and I hope you enjoyed it. So thank you to all of the 50 plus people listening in. Wow, crikey, biggest figures I've had for donkey's years. And here's those pieces of music. Thank you very much for all of you listening in. We'll see you next week. I wonder if there'll be some major announcement in the next week. You never know, do you? I'll be like John J.K. This has been Radio Redux. See you next time.